And
You're
we're
live.
live.
Live. In front of a studio audience. Hopefully we can hear you this whole time.
Let's go smoke one for the crew, the fans, the supporters. It's a lovely Girl Scout cookie. Hybrid, you know, fun with that, but it's more of a head high. It's kind of interesting. Get that you felt those little tingly things going right behind your eye. Having it.
Let's hope your audio stays.
You know, like that, the level. To be able to hear
and
continue.
Cut out sometimes. I'd like to get you off Wi-Fi at some point. I don't know if you can plug in the router there or anything.
Give me what? That brother said the router. Oh, you're talking to the wrong.
Oh, come on. Can you plug into it?
How am I going to do that? I don't have a cord.
Well, if you don't have a cord, maybe you should get one. I should have sent one with you.
Yeah, with the particular package of the...
Just so you can plug into the router directly so you're not on Wi-Fi. But you'd have to have a Cat 5 cable.
Yeah, I'm noticing that right now. Noticing that right now, it wasn't, you know. But we gotta, I guess we'll make it work as we partay in the new technology.
We'll see how it goes. I don't know if you want to tweet or Facebook that we are live and you can send the link.
Okay, yeah, we can tweet it. Or I mean, I can Facebook. I got my Facebook open here. Can
do that. You know what the link is?
No, can you send it to me through the chat?
That's
somewhere over here. There we go. Yeah. Copy. I'm gonna do that. Wow. Yeah. So hot out here. It's 75 right now. 79, excuse me.
Shut up.
But it's like one of those, you know, it's a little windy, but it's there. It's like that perfect, you know, go outside, play football type approach.
Yes, excellent. So for everyone, this is the pre-show, so this is our first show we're doing over Hangouts here.
That's good.
We are literally live, so if you can watch us. People can watch us. Although probably no one's talking about this. But I put it up on the YouTube earlier today that we're going live at 8:30, so...
Okay.
Well, this is recording, so people maybe hear, you know, when they watch it later. Get in with us.
Yeah, for sure. And we're getting a lot of good, and like I said, we're getting a lot of people, some feedback. I was surprised. I had got some really good feedback today, and it was interesting because it was from a non-cannabis user. And it was interesting how the approach, what he have seen or the approach we have been doing, because he's like, wow, y'all spread out so much, you know, but at the same time now we're spread out so much where they don't really know what kind of show we are, weed show or this show. You see what I'm saying? And if he's observing that, I'm sure it's a lot of people have been observing that particular structure. But at the same time, I'm like this, that's what we're going to be. I mean, in all the shows we connect it. You see what I'm saying? I think we do a full circle with some subject matters we kind of kept going, right? But I think our purpose is really connecting these subject matters or these issues that's happening within our family structures, our living structure, or whatever the case may be. And it's meaning about organizing, literally organizing our ideas, you know. Because we got so many, but then at the same time, we're not able to share it with anybody. Because we're living that, you know. So that was kind of an interesting.
So how did this person
He's been listening to the podcast.
Yeah, how did he even,
you know,
a non-cannabis user, how did he even come across consider?
Oh, family related. Family related.
That works.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's interesting how people are listening. Don't take me wrong. We don't know who they are, but they are listening. So it's kind of interesting how he was breaking that down. So I was like, okay, on that subject, because that's what we have been doing, framing the network, you know, the Consider Network, you know. And it's interesting because I want to be able to, with these shows, we can reach out to the people. We can talk to the people. We can ask what other issues they have and what are some of the things we can bridge them gaps. And I'm always using that two-tier effect or our duality within our structure. We're business to business, okay? Then we're business to customer. So with our free services and this and that, kind of connecting with the, you know, customer base, they can pick this up, yada, yada, yada. Then with our business to business, it's part of a membership mastermind group where we're educating each other, where we're giving each other other opportunities and other ways to go about certain events or, yes, or even process. So it's some interesting thing. But on that note, let me just bring in the Consider Show.
We ready to thing go? Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, we ready. Yeah, yeah. I'm ready.
I will play.
Episode 22, right? Yeah, yeah. We on episode 22.
Are we on 22 or 21?
22. We did 21 with the.
Damn it. I put 21.
Yeah, we did 21. Yeah, so we on 22.
All right. I'll fix it later.
Moving right along.
Here we go. I'm gonna play the intro music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Do your thing.
I think you should be able to hear it. So here we go. We ready? Here we go. Get us right in the groove.
Yes, sir. I am that I am. Some call me Haru.
Some call me Jadon, and we're live.
Oh, we're live. The Consider Show.
Oh, you know, yeah, this is different, right? So that we are doing this through, we're streaming live on YouTube right now for the millions,
yeah, for sure.
millions of people that are watching us right now.
Come on, millions of them. Right? Oh, see, that's why the bandwidth is so going so slow. But we're going to be episode 22. Episode 22. And we're dealing with that brother. But we're working with organized structures or organized ideas. Now, we don't know shit here. Don't take me wrong. We know a few things. You know what I'm saying? Some things, we got a few values.
Yeah.
Few value issues and few morals and ethics here. But at the same time, we're like, how can we organize these ideas? How can we organize these concepts? What is it going to do? How are we navigating this cannabis industry? You know, what are we doing? How are we positioning ourselves? How are we actually compelling ourselves to be more interactive with our audiences? You know, these are the questions. These are the purpose of the show, right? Kind of getting ideas out there, kind of running across and giving people opportunities to speak on their mind, right? So let me just break in, and then we want to hear from you, my brother, on your whole ideology, especially like even on a tech thing, right? On the tech thing, Yeah. You can, like, how would you organize certain platforms if you're going to do a job there, right? And this is the same thing what we're doing with our ideas, but we're not actually able to express them as much. You know, so definition, because I think that's one of our biggest mistake, I think, is for a business owner or an entrepreneur is to not have organized ideas, right? I think that's one of the biggest issues. And we tend to have an ego where we don't really want to talk to nobody, especially when you get to a status where you think you're above, you know, whatever it may be. But my point is like being able to organize those thoughts, put them in a format where people can get it, you know, or those who want to get it. That's another thing, you know. So, say, as I bring you over to the ring, ring, right? A definition. I just was talking about the definition of an idea, right? What is actually an idea? How is it functioning with you? I mean, smoking the cannabis and how the cannabinoids opens up those ideas. You feel what I'm saying? It opens up the nerve system, so you therefore can have everything tracking through it, where it can therefore connect to it, you know, and you're plugged in per se
I read something.
within consciousness.
What was it? I was just reading something, and someone said, "Oh, trust me, I've smoked weed before, and it made me dumber." And I'm like, "Okay, well, I guess you were dumb to begin with." So
Exactly.
well,
Exactly.
to be fair, no. Depending on it depends on, like we've talked about before, it depends on your mindset at the time. Like if
Yeah, for sure.
you're
Exactly. And how you, yeah. Yeah,
that way,
you're right. Yes, you're right.
going
Yes, you're right.
we're going into the show and whatnot, like to have conversation. And so it this, like you said, does open up the pathway,
Yes.
you know. And so
Yes.
that's what we're wanting to happen, and that's what does happen, because that's what's going
Yeah.
on. Continue your definition.
Yes, sir. And you're right. And the definition is a thought or suggestion as to a possible cause of action. That's one of them. That was on google.com. Then you had the aim or purpose, you know. So that's more simple. That was google.com. Then I went to dictionary reference.com, and I got a similar but different context, I guess. Any conception existing in the mind as a result of a mental understanding, awareness, or activity. That's a cold one right there. And then a thought, concentration, or nothing, or concept, forgive me, concept. Conceptation or notion or an impression of a thought, right? So these are interesting when we start really getting into the etymology and where these words come from. Like I was explaining to brother earlier, I was saying, look at the word husband, has been. You see what I'm saying? How these words are definitely putting us in these boxes subliminally, you know, and that's how ideas obviously come to us. Because we're constantly thinking of how an eyes function to, you know, to fit in place, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
You
we're live.
know.
So my son, of course, came down. So continue your thoughts. I'll be right
Oh,
back.
and interesting enough, yeah. Interesting enough. These are the elements I think we fail to give energy to. Because we don't think it matters, but it does matter. Everything matters, right? I'm not a philosophy. I don't know. I'm not a philosopher. I don't know anything. But life is showing us where to go, how to connect, who to connect with. There, that's definitely one. Some of them you don't need in your life. Let me flip that. Some of them you don't need in your life. That's why they're always talking about association, making sure your association is tight. That's why I always remember, make sure your association is tight. The people you hanging with, the people you be around with, you have a sudden you're going to be utilizing their mannerisms, you know, talking poor, talking like you don't have anything, you know, but at the same time, you got everything. You got your life, you know, you got the world ahead of you, and then connecting with other people who's on that type of thinking, you know, we might not agree with everything, but at the same time, it's like, how can we help each other, you know? And I love, like I say, always talking about Marcus Garvey, his each one teach one. How do we connect? How do we establish a relationship where we can collective, you know, not because, okay, you're the biggest business in the game, but you ain't even got a connection with, and then you're wondering, where's that big company at again? I don't recall that company around no more, Enron. You know, so it's, so it's some interesting things, but I wanted to kind of navigate with these ideas, what Consider has been able to position ourselves. And it's not us, you know what I'm saying? It's you. That's where it comes down. It's the people, you know, and if we're not focusing on the people, obviously we're not winning. No long term, no short term, no term. Obama. You know what I'm saying? No term, you know. But it's just some interesting, like I say, interesting little metaphors we don't really pay attention to. That's what I'm saying. And I want to be able to listen to what the clients, what the tribe is speaking. I think that's the uniqueness about Consider, right? Being able to generate these ideas, even though the ideas kind of morphosized into something else. I wasn't expecting what we're actually that we're going, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's the greatest thing is that we can have our tribe. I like that. But Consider, yeah, we got to think of some jazz name to call our people. Consider,
yeah.
Consider something. Think of another K name or C name that'll like rhyme. Consider, anyways.
Yeah.
No, but it's good because my point is we're gonna have people that are going to skew where we're going, kind of, you know. Their ideas are going to change our ideas, perhaps. Maybe we want to go one way. Someone else has a good idea, or a lot of people have a good idea. Great. So we go that way. No. If you're not, I think people, if they're not morphing with life, just life as a whole,
yes,
you get kind of stuck. Like if you're stuck in your ways, it's like the amount of lives I feel like I've lived, you know, all these ups and downs that's happened, all stuff, you have to go with it. You just have to go with the flow and see where it takes
with the flow. You're right, brother. You definitely on point there, you know. And see, you feel that too. As life we live, we keep on living, doing our thing. I mean, going through the tragedies, because when you think about it, a lot of our lifetime is tragedies. If you live in even 20, 35 years, obviously, you know, a few people that has passed on and whatnot, an element of your lifestyle, whatever the case may be. But at the same time, it's like, do we really want to live? And is this the ending result? This what we call heaven? You know. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but I—that's some of the thing.
No, this better not be heaven.
No, because this is some weird, you know, some things. We always gotta prove something. That's what I'm tripping off of. What do we gotta prove?
Yeah, you seen?
You know,
have you seen? I've been going, you know, to my parents-in-law lately.
Okay.
You know, they're watching the presidential debates and whatnot. Let's talk about a lack of ideas. And, yes. And you know, all they are trying to do is prove that the other person is worse than them. None of them have ideas. Or if they do have ideas, their ideas, they don't know how they can get it done. They're not going to get it done. Once you step into the role as president,
yeah.
How many other, like, how many things did Obama, you know, say he was going to do, and
a lot, and didn't get done.
Happen, or it didn't happen like he wanted to, or as quickly. Mm-hmm. whatever. And we know the president isn't the end all be all of the power.
But for sure.
It's like, why are we falling for this again?
And we keep falling for it. Yeah, we keep falling for
it. You know, there's a big Bernie Sanders, you know, whatever, just because he's different, you know, and he's wanted, you know, basically he's going to tax the rich to get us all this free stuff. Okay, you know, quote unquote free stuff. You're stealing from the rich, but you know that's something. It's something different than it and has been put in. But even if it's in there, you know, we gotta get the majority of what it says must be done. It's gonna have other avenues that stop it from happening. So it's just like, what?
Yeah, no doubt. No, and that makes sense. Like I said, that's the political realm is, I think it's interesting how we can stay so deaf, dumb, blind to the situation. And, you know, and they keep, reconcurring and keep on doing the same, you know, bamboozle, you know, you've been duped, you know, Malcolm X famous line, you know, but at the same time, it's like we keep falling into the same trap. You feel what I'm saying? And then when we do have these organized ideas, organized concepts, or organized solutions, we're not even attempting to do the solutions because we got so much process ahead of the game. And people are like, I want to opt out. I don't want to do this no more. I'm done. And then we're wondering why we're having these problems and issues because we're not taking the time to communicate.
Everyone has an excuse. You know, we can't we can't get this done because of this. We can't get that done because of that. We can't do this because of this. We can't do this because of that guy. We can't do that because of this person or this business or this place. There's always some excuse. Like, you know, and we all do it. You know, we all
we all get it going on.
But it's just
we
like,
all get it.
Just you don't know. I say that with my son when he says, I don't like this food item, you know, I'm trying to get like, how do you know? You haven't even tried it yet. Like,
it's crazy.
He already has it in his mind that he's not going to like it. And then 9 times out of 10, he tries it.
Them triggers.
I finally get him to try it. And what do you know? He likes it. What a surprise.
He likes it.
He already in his mindset that he didn't like it.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, that's why we got to be careful. That's one of the things, too. We got to be careful what we feed these children because they're sponges. They take up everything, you know, regardless of how we look at it. As a matter of fact, we was talking about that earlier. You know, some of these habits we take from our parents, not even really knowing we're doing the same thing, you know. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know, some telling things. That's all I'm saying. Telling things. And I keep saying it. His brother done got happy with the machine effects. His brother done got happy with the effects. But at the same time, it's like.
All right.
Enough. You know, how do we bring that back into circle? How can we. What can we do to give the value to the people? What is it that the value of the people want? You know, that's what considers here for. We up here doing this philosophical, oh, love me, ooh, right? We in that mindset. No, we ain't in that mindset. We just want to be transparent. That's all it is. We want to keep it real with you, therefore you keep it real with me, right? Or us, you know? And establish some relationships where we've been talking, you know, 20, 30 years from now. Consider magazine or consider group. Expand your cannabis perspective.
Yeah. Well,
you feel me?
That'll be the greatest.
You know?
Is just the consider. God, I wish I could think of something on the spot. The consider. Consider something. I want to. We got to think about it. We can call people. You know, our fans consider something, you know.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I would like that.
If you people have cool. Let us know. But it would be just awesome you know, relationship building with people through consider, and
yes,
people in your life, positive people. I mean, you
can't, yeah, more positive association.
You can't be a part of consider and not be somewhat positive.
I know. You're right about that.
Planet, but you know, I try to be, and you know, there's certain things that in life that make me more positive, and consider is one of them. You know, so
yeah, that's cool. That's, you know, really cool.
Then just ideas. What's interesting about ideas? Ideas can be such a positive thing with the right mindset, mm-hmm, and the right group of people, or it can be a negative thing depending on the group of people and the mindset, sure, going on. And it could even be the, sure, same exact idea, but because it's presented in a different way or a different group, it's shot down. I think that's what goes, yes, on the internet these days. There's people that, yes, are just, they're bitching back and forth about, you know, stupid shit. And the ideas, yeah, no one will even accept anything anymore because,
yeah, that's interesting too. Yeah, it's interesting too, because I like even MJ DeMarco was talking about, I'm quoting him like he's Jesus Christ or something. But that brother, that book, that Millionaire Fast Lane, I'm telling you, that's a game changer. As an entrepreneur, that's a game changer. And literally the things, the history I have been going through or my experiences, I have been through a lot of that stuff Mr. MJ DeMarco is talking about. You know, it might not have been on that greater scale, but I have been there. And it's like, here's an opportunity where we want to build with the people. I want to build the entourage. Come on, let's build the, you know, let's build a system, a movement. Uh-oh, now I'm starting to get all political and all that. Get them hand running up on them, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, getting a mindset. That's what I loved about Think and Grow Rich. He always talked about the mastermind. You know, not just one guy is doing it. No, this is a few people that's caught up in the Illuminati. You know, all these fraternities and single, you know, it's crazy, man. I mean, it's really like, crazy.
I think the coolest thing was whatever it was a couple of weeks ago where someone had commented on one of our articles, right? And said, yeah, whatever, you know, he didn't necessarily agree with everything that was stated in the article. And what did you say to him? You said, well, you sound like someone who knows, why don't you write it or write another, you know,
exactly,
write too. And it's like, when you told me that, I'm like, yes. I mean, that's just anyone can write. We're not, you know, a bunch of quote unquote professionals. We're just a couple of dudes, you know, just like everybody else. And so anyone has anything to say, you know, or has a counterpoint to something we've posted or what we've said.
Yes.
It's open. You know, we're not here to, you know, to be blocking stuff or anything like that. So
censorship. We don't have no censorship. I mean, we're a media avenue. I mean, we're a publication. So that's what the media, you must see all three sides, their side, my side, and the middle. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's the whole point, getting the different views from not from everywhere. Don't take me wrong. It's got to be qualified individuals, obviously. But at the same time, when you're putting it in that perspective, it makes more sense, right? Come on and join us. You know, come on and join us. That's definitely what we have been advocating from the beginning, because it's being shaped your way. What if it, would you like a magazine that shape in your mind of frame of thinking? You know, help you out now. See, that's technology right there. If I can do like with Bill Gates, you have to wear a wristband and it kind of feels, you know, they come in and it kind of, or to your particular feeling in your body, play the nice music for you, boom, boom, boom. So if we can like that, you feel what I'm saying? That give them personalized articles they into, kind of like the Reddit and all these other things, but we have it embedded in the particular website, where then people can kind of get more connected with us, like what the information we provide and all the information they're providing. Great content stories that actually give people, I don't like that word hope. I think a little campaign just destroyed the whole. So it's like, but at the same time, giving people an opportunity, you know, really give the people an opportunity. Now I'm starting to sound like the brothers who was on the Declaration of Independence, where it's our time, it's me time. You know, but it's, we're here to have fun too. We're here to have a personality. That's a humor, you know. You know, we know we all ain't gonna get along, but at the same time, it's all about how we can embrace each other. And this is the funny thing I wanted to say to the Patreon or to my particular, the entity that actually made the comment. I want to say this. We're sharing our views, yes, but we're asking the question, come on in. We want you to come on in. Let's hear what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? That's what Consider's been about. Even from the beginning, it's been about how can we stay connected? How can we stay grounded? How can we be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? You feel me? Undercover, but still fighting the war. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's certain things, like I said, that's dealing real good tonight. You know, especially that Girl Scout. That Girl Scout making all of, you know, coming up with some dots and dealing, huh? Look at that. I got it. See it? I got the earth right in my hand. Start preaching over here. You know, that's one of the things I want to ask the folks, too. Keep it real with you. So we was thinking about adding skits in the particular infrastructure. What's some of your thoughts? I would like to get some of your thoughts. Have some fun with it, like maybe seeing a brother as a, you know, a pastor, you know, some crazy lunatic talking about history, but at the same time connecting the history back about here too. Because all, if you look, watched all our videos, right? All our videos come back around. You see what I'm saying? They all come and connect. That's the thing we want to sell you. You feel me? That's the thing we want to sell you. Because the story, it's about the story. It is not about, okay, now I'm balling. I got all this money. I got this and that. Then you forgot the story. The story been cut out. So how you know he been grinding and what he's been doing? See what I'm saying? And we're doing it. I'm showing you right here. I'm out in Vegas right now. You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, come on, let's, how do we embrace that? How do we help? Yeah, the time is getting down.
We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay. What you? It's on you. It's on you. Bring it back around.
Bring it back.
The consider.
No, but I mean, we're talking, like I'm saying, ideas and everything is intertwined with each other. Everything comes together. You know, if you're, you know, united, you know, as one away from given a flying whatever about who's elected president, you know, which person is going to control our life. We don't care. We don't care because we've got ideas over here. Well, you know, we'll take care of ourselves, you know. Well, we got a good community. This is what life is supposed to be. You know, I'm not going to the person who's going to tell me how to live. Why would I do that?
Yeah, that don't even make sense.
But that's exactly what we're doing. We're someone that has no idea of how to run your life or cares.
Exactly.
They just want to control you. Like, what's your idea of running your life?
Exactly.
You know, why don't figure that out? Go do it. I mean, it's not asking permission. You know, just we go do it. We take care of everything ourselves. That's the greatest idea right there.
Self-independency, yes. You know, and we got it. Even though, like you said, organizing these ideas, but how we're bringing it back in circle, just like we're doing the connections in all the particular shows. You see it from the beginning. Actually, the elevation of the mind, the enlightenment, you know, if you want some more sophisticated.
Time.
Yeah. So, but on that Centergroup.com, Twitter, Facebook, and everything else.
Follow us, friend us, all that good stuff.
Live every dive. We're on live every dive. You come